Good evening, everyone. I'd like to start off tonight by telling a quick story. I was at Jerry's shop getting my hair cut one day and finished up, walked outside, go to get into my truck, and there's a man standing there and walking towards me. And as I approach and get closer, this man is kind of raggedly dressed. He's got a coat on and he has a backpack on. He says, "Would you happen to have any money?" And I just reached around in my back pocket, pulled my wallet out. I very rarely carry cash, and going to the barber shop, I had taken some cash out of the bank. So I proceeded to give this man some money. Wasn't very much, but he was appreciative. And out of the blue, this man says, "Do you know Christ?" I said, "Well, yes, I do." And all of a sudden, this man just embraced me and gave me a great big hug. We proceeded to talk, and the more we talked, I kind of found out a little bit more of his story and why he was there, why he's asking for money. You could tell that this man was living quite a different life than most of us live today. I ended up leaving that man with my phone number. He wanted a lot more from me than I was going to give it to him right then and there, but it's an experience that maybe some of us have had, or most of us, but it's something that I have not forgotten. The man, I gave him my phone number, so he had called a couple times, trying to get a hold of me, and his biggest need was he needed to get to Stillwell, Kansas to get a paycheck. He had lost his car, and he just needed to get there to get his paycheck. What I would like to just bring out a few points tonight is there are a few instructions in the Bible that tell us to remember the poor. And I will take this from Galatians chapter 2 and verses 7 through 10. The apostles were worried about the poor at this time. There's a reference in Acts that talks about the great famine. And Paul approached some of these churches and gave them instruction that they needed to provide for these people in the church that were struggling. Food was not abundant like in other places of the country. And so Paul gave them instruction that they should take care of these people. 1 Corinthians chapter 16, it references this famine. There's another reference in Romans 15, chapter 20, Romans 15, 25 through 27. Another in 2 Corinthians 8, and then in chapter 9, verses 1 through 3 again. So we've got several examples up here where the churches took up and took care of the people in need. Peter and John, we're almost all familiar with this story where they come up to the temple and there sits someone begging, this blind man. At the time, Peter and John didn't have any money, but what they did was give this man back his sight and give him life again. Sometimes that's what it takes. Money's not always everything, so sometime our time, or as a group, we could come together and help someone out in need. Got my story mixed up, didn't I? The man was lame. He wasn't blind. Jesus had this attitude many times throughout the Bible. Luke chapter 4 and verse 18 reminds us of gospel being preached to the poor. And then in John chapter 12, verse 8, we're reminded that the poor will always be with us. Going through getting a couple of these ideas and points together, I ran across this verse in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. It talks about how a man does not deserve to eat if he's not willing to work. So just as my story that I started out with, I could have just as easily given this man money and went on my way. But as I got to listen and hear about more of his story and his situation, hopefully the man is telling me the truth, but he'd lost his transportation. He had a job. He's obviously had a paycheck waiting for him. That's what he was concerned with, that he couldn't get there to get his paycheck. So the man was at least willing to work and try and provide for himself. So we are warned about certain situations. And there are points when we need to be careful. But I think we can see the many examples in the Bible where Jesus is taught. He wasn't afraid of anyone. It was the poor, the wealthy, the children, whoever it was, it didn't matter. Christ was always there willing to teach and to help out the needy. I kind of wanted to cut this a little short tonight. I just wanted all of you to know that I've been blessed, and my family's been blessed to be a part of this family. I was here the days the doors opened, and I was not part of this church at that time. But I can look out and see the many examples that I have grown up watching. And I've been very blessed. I got to get started with my family. We decided to start our family with this group, and I can say that there's no regrets ever. There's been high times in my life, there's been low times in my life, and there's one thing that's always consistent. It's this family. You can't really express thankfulness in words, but it's very appreciative that not only I've had great examples, but you have been great examples to my children also. I've had a lot of people tell me that they're going to miss us. And I can have the same sentiment. We're not going to be too far away. And we have family here. And I'm sure we get to be back here plenty of times. Reason I just wanted to say a few words is that I was looking back and I have not had the opportunity to be up here. This is the first time this year, and now it's the last. But I just wanted to express some of my feelings towards this group, and thank you for the times that we've had here. And I want to say grace and peace to all of you.